Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me no. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But now I think I'm able. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Well. Thank you for tuning in to the program. I don't know. Suddenly, I begin to get an unsteady frequency, and I would really like to see whether or not I can get a better type of sound. Let me try this again and see if I have a better sound coming out. Just bear with me a second. You know, it appears to me that adjusting one of my little gauges here deliver a clearer sound. I don't know how far this affects anyone, but right now it seems to be okay, right? So I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I am thinking about a deeper sense of things. Let's say, since I grew up in church, and to tell the truth, I am still, you know, affected deeply by the church experience, because, my friends, the truth is, the more I think about the Bible, think about Adam and Eve, you know, it's very, very difficult. It affects me in a very serious way that, you know what? I won't expect a lot of people that listen to me to be affected by what I say. Because if it hadn't been that my mind and the things, the way I think about the world around me and everything, my parents, my siblings, my cousins, if it hadn't been that I have a settled mind to think about things and make as much sense as I can, I'm telling you, it is very pitiful right now. Very pitiful. Not too long ago, I was listening to a video, right? And this video, oh my gosh, I tell you, the video, the title of this video is How Badly Was the New Testament Corrupted? This is like a Veritas at SDSU 2018. Seems like this was when they put this video out. But my friends, when it says many people believe the New Testament is corrupted and therefore unreliable. Imagine that. But is this true? Biblical scholar Dr. Daniel Wallace explores the issue at a Veritas Forum from South Dakota University. All right. Well, let's come back now to what my thinking is right now. Do you know, there's oddly, you know, I see a caller come in, a visitor, 804. You know what? I'm kind of glad when I see somebody come into this into the studio and sit down for a little while and listen to anything I'm saying. However, affect my mind at this present moment is the line of thinking that is in my brain concerning my early childhood in church, my two parents, they were Christians. They're no longer in this world. They passed on. But I can tell you, in every sincerity, they were what I consider, they were sincere. They were people are really settled, accepting and trusting people. And so are the surrounding in the area that I grew up in Jamaica. We call it the parish of St. Catherine. And the people, honestly, the people that I know, which were not a whole lot of people, because this little district, you know, it was not a whole lot of people, but enough that we feel all right with each other, and we go to church, and we walk, go to school a few miles and come back home and things like that. But what I am saying at the depth of my thinking and my conscience, I am beginning more and more to find out that the word church, the word church was always a good word to me. I grew up at the age, like age 7, I became, conscious as a child at that age, and I was not a precocious child. I didn't know much of anything other than just what I learned in the church and Sunday school and stuff like that. But you see, the concrete effect on my mind is really, really what is to be focused on, because I think there are a lot of other people grow up at my age and affected like I was. The thing is, I have to be like very cautious when I talk to people today, because there is that high possibility that a lot of people listen to me, they think I'm crazy, they think I'm mad. Because at the rate that they got us believe in Adam and Eve in a garden, and don't know anything else, don't think of anything else beside Adam and Eve in a garden, and Adam and Eve sin against God. Now, there is nothing in my mind from growing up till this present time. I never cherished the thought that there was no Adam and Eve in a garden, even though I have not read or listened to anybody preach to me and tell me where the Garden of Eden is. Now, it was not a problem to me to think that there is a God that was eating Adam and Eve in a garden. That never bothered me, because I never frightening that God is a spirit. Yeah, because as far as I know and heard, read, and pay attention to, you know, it was okay for God to be a spirit. I'm telling you the way I have thought about it, right? So I'm not like telling you that's the way you are to feel about it. I'm simply trying to say to you in all sincerity, growing up in church and in every given way that they talk about God. It was okay. It was satisfying. No matter how ridiculous somebody else may think God is, or the Bible and his son Jesus he begat, all those things we're reading, I'm talking about the way I felt about it. I mean, to be a perfect idiot, a perfect fool, if somebody thought about me like that, I wouldn't think that was nice of them to think of me. But my friend, growing up in age and reading prehistory like a world history textbook and begin to have my attention drawn civilization and the African people today. I'm an African, but what I'm trying to get across to you is the insanity of the Bible that I come to know today. That when I say to you the high possibility that there's hardly anybody that's going to listen to what I say, and not unless they really have a strong interest to listen to see if I'm going to make any sense. I understand now today when hardly anybody to stop by in the chat room and listen to anything I say. I'm serious because my conviction from a child growing up into an adult, I migrate from Jamaica to America when I was 27 years of age. And this solid conviction I have had, I have to tell you that I was long beyond 50 years of age when I began to read and understand the words I am reading. When I see the word Homo sapiens sapiens, when I see it says the first anatomically, it's prehistory, it's not modern. African people are not modern people. We are prehistory because you read in history of the flood. Prehistory. People that were created by the Elohim. Different from talking about modern man. The people who make modern man a name are Homo erectus, white people. They are the ones that, modernize time and situation. Whereas the situation is so bad, as far as I have learned it, that, you know, it's worthwhile crying every day. It's really worthwhile do a good dose of crying over the things that we have been taught in Adam and Eve sinning against a God in a Garden of Eden. We should be able to cry every day.
because what has been transpired in the world before we African here today realize about slavery and what has been done to African people through slavery, and we were sold from Africa to these white people, and the things that we don't know about how white people come to have money and how black people have been stripped the very sense of indigenous early beginning. Oh, we are stripped, and we don't know that when we were going to school and Sunday school, that's not where we should be going. There should never be any school named Sunday school or Monday school or none of those schools. That today, when we are reading about Romans, the Romans who go into Palestine and overthrow the African people, today, you can hardly get any sense that who they are calling Romans are the white people that are called Caesar Augustus. And we believe in Caesar Augustus like sent from heaven to crucify a man named Jesus, which of course would be an African. Okay? Yeah. It turns out now that I know that when I was listening to the Sunday school and the day preaching and everything, I really thought that when it says Caesar Augustus gave a decree that all men should be taxed, that everybody else, my parents and everybody else, thought about that as God sent Caesar Augustus. And although it is not being spoken and represented like God send him into Palestine to specifically crucify this man that turned out, they said, was arrested and put between two thieves. My friends, what is important today to me and what I have to say is the dilemma of the fact that we actually believe that Caesar Augustus was sent to crucify God's son. You see what I'm saying? We all accept that as true. And what is all that based on? Adam and Eve, who God made, and they sinned. My friend, I'm telling you that because, like I say, the world was never, ever made up like that. And that we African people, you look at our skin, and, you know, I'm not a prejudice or nothing like that. Never have, still not. I only recognize what I read in history and see it as sense. That when we talk about civilization, I know where that began. I didn't.
I did not. But the conviction of becoming saved because Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, that was total. That was total. Listen, when I'm reading today, way above fourth grade level when I was 27 years old and migrated to America, it was a blessing that the gods would inspire me to go into an adult class and learn to read better, because I was reading on the fourth grade level. What was I able to know at fourth grade level? Not much at all. Not much. But when I went to the adult school and they show me how to read better than fourth grade level, and I tried. And it was very difficult for me to move out of that stagnated state of mind where I went to school at and go to church and Sunday school and everything. It was difficult for me to move on further beyond fourth grade level. I'm not lying. I wanted to read better. Something was telling me I need to read better. I went on, and eventually I had a tough time to move beyond eighth grade reading level. I had a hard time. Now you think about where I'm coming from. In Jamaica, in church, reading on fourth grade level. And you can just know that I was not going to go much further than that if I didn't make progress in reading higher than that. And you know what? I needed that. I really needed to read higher than fourth grade level. Because guess what? There wasn't anybody, not because they don't want to help me, but until this very moment, I don't see anybody who was waiting around to help me out to read better. And it is, like I said, it's not because they didn't want to, but we were all too backward to understand anything. All right, the level of our understanding, we're today, a lot of people, it's not because they're not reading, I mean, beyond, even up to university level. And they still believe in Adam and Eve in a garden, and still believe that God love Adam and Eve, even though he kicked them out and didn't care what happened to them, except when their children was trying to build a tower, a high rise. Remember that? Genesis 11, that God kicked them out of the garden and wouldn't give them not even a banana to eat. Adam and Eve go struggle and have them picnic, and they have ambition. They want to build a tower. Now, you read that in the Bible. It's not joke. What I'm saying is one of many things in reference to the knowledge that they teach us. So I'm just trying to explain to you some of this and hope it makes some kind of sense. Because indeed, I'm not trying to trick nobody whatsoever. And to get to the point where you may understand something from what I'm saying, interim, you may stop believing
and start to look for knowledge to understand things that you are thinking, okay? It's not about believing. It's about knowing. That's what makes us able to progress in life. It's not believing. Believe is something you do when you choose to believe. But knowledge, you don't get to do that. You better get that knowledge. Like I said, I wanted to read better, not to believe better. Not to believe. Belief is not going to carry going anywhere. That word believe, look at the definitions. And you will find out that, look, you are born with the ability to believe and have faith. You don't take a class at any time to believe, learn how to believe something. Have you ever been given a class and taught the sense of how to believe something? Now you tell me about that. I give you number to call me and talk to me as well if you choose to. 347-850-1358. I see a hand, 8804, and I am anxious to hear anything that 804 had to say, because I'm desperate in what I'm saying, and I'm desperate because I know the condition of the world. What affected me? I am desperate, and I'm telling you, it will be surprising, or it is surprising, when anybody listen to anything I say, because I'm gone too far beyond the whole bunch of nonsense, where Jesus died between two thieves and Adam and Eve sinning in the garden. Now, let me hear what my friend has to say. Hello.
Hi,
how
I'm
are
hoping.
You?
I'm very good, thank you. My name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia, and I am bringing forth a lot of information to get us out of this chaos that we've been in for far too long. And I was raised Roman Catholic. I'm not a practicing Catholic at this point. I do have a deep resonance and faith in Jesus Christ, and leave anybody up to their own belief systems. Jesus never hit anybody over the head with a club and said, follow me. But he gave two simple basic instructions on how people should live their lives that has nothing to do with religion, but everything to do with spirituality, and people aren't doing it because of all the distractions and chaos. But in essence, Jesus said, put God first always. And secondly, love your neighbor as yourself. If people just take that into their heart and practice that and into their family and into the community, we can begin to shift beautifully out of this chaos and understand, I think, that we all incarnate from spirit, which even an atheist can't deny where we came from, and we will go back into spirit eventually. I do believe that we incarnate to learn unconditional love, and as we learn it, we're supposed to be a blessing to others, especially those who can't help themselves, and that we will be accountable when we go back into spirit for everything we do here. Now, I have a problem with all this craziness that I incarnated from spirit, and I'm here playing some kind of a game that if I make a mistake, I'm going to burn in some kind of hellfire for eternity. I can't fathom a God of love that will create me to do that to me. So give me a few million years of the hellfires to change my ways and come back and be a better person, but not eternity. So there's so much manipulation and control that people are allowing themselves to be involved in but it really boils down to two simple basic energies. And again, I think Jesus beautifully exemplified these. The two energies, one is negative and the other is positive. You have free will to go either way, and there is karma attached to both. So if you choose the negative and have those negative karma experiences, maybe sometime or other you'll switch over to the positive, the love energy, God energy, nothing more positive than that. Doesn't mean you're not going to be tested, but that's where the personal heart to God faith comes in. If it's rock solid, you'll see your way through anything. My whole life has been like the poem Footprints in the Sand, and I would be happy to identify myself because of all my bizarre life experiences, which include having had UFO paranormal near death with ongoing paranormal and very powerful documentable synchronicities. So as people listen to what I'm saying and look at what kind of lives they're living, there's no need for wars. These are all contrived by elites that make money off of both sides of the munition sales. And if people are going to subject themselves to being controlled and manipulated through fear, that's their choice. But again, even prayer is very powerful. If it's done in the right way, God will put the ego in check. Now, I'm not a big Bible reader, but I do enjoy some of the stories that come through with positivity that show how that personal heart to God faith can see you through difficult situations, especially when you think about what happened with Daniel in the lion's den. He was supposed to be eaten by the lions as entertainment for the elites, but through his faith in God, he made friends with the lions. And then you have David and Goliath. So what's going on in Afghanistan and countries all over the world too? If I was a parent in Afghanistan and couldn't get out, I don't think that I would want to subject my children to a life of horrible fear and terror. I would rather fight on behalf of my children to the death, and knowing that even from going back into spirit, which is just a transition that we're going to go back to. That's another thing people won't understand. From the moment we're born and the first breath we take, every breath we take after that is going to bring us closer to going back into spirit. We don't know when that's going to be. I laugh at all these prophets and things that say they know when the world is going to end. I already know when the world is going to end for every single individual on the planet. It's when your mission is finished and God calls you home. The big question is, are you ready for that? That's where you have to focus and change your whole life by going into love and just standing in truth and light and rooting out corruption. Corruption is the biggest problem that mankind has had since the beginning. So I hope this might be helping you a little bit. And if I can, I'll share my name in a big website that you can see some of the things I mentioned related to my life experiences. There's even a Catholic church I was married in that has a website that has miraculous photos, and one supposedly captures the face of the devil. It really shakes people up. And I say, well, there's more dimensions than what you're aware of. So
all right,
that's another
all right
thing.
All right. Listen. You hear my chatter, right?
Mm-hmm.
You heard my chatter. And what, I sit down and I decide to listen to everything, just about, reasonably everything that you have to say, right?
Right.
And that's why, I even still think that if you have more things that you need to say, I will listen. But before we would go a step further, I have one or two important questions pertaining to language and communication that I would like to ask you. Now, you know about Christianity, right?
Well, again, I was raised in the Catholic faith, yes.
All right, good. All right, right, good. So I basically want the basic answers to kind of route what I am thinking. Now, what knowledge about Christianity that you would like to tell me and anybody who is listening so that they can know from now on that the things that you are thinking are not just belief, but knowledge. Now, where did you get that knowledge, or you still hook up on believing in something?
Everything is a lifelong learning experience. And again, when you bring it down to the simplest basic things, when you take the time to really resonate with what life is and to see, even as a young boy, I had things that I couldn't get answers from the people in the church because I'm very creative. And I was very curious in my mind, when you look at space and the universe, where is the end of space? So I projected with my mind 50 trillion galaxies away from planet Earth and said, well, I'm going to put up a brick wall here. All right, now I have the brick wall up there, but I put that there, but what's on the other side? So there are certain things that are totally inexplainable, but that's, again, where faith comes in. If it's done in a personal relationship with the Creator, again, I resonate with Jesus Christ, but I'll never tell anybody how to do that. They have to find Jesus on their own. But just the two simple statements I made, if people will take that into their heart and practice that, they will shift from fear and negativity into a more loving
All right.
And
hold it right
life.
There. Hold
okay.
It, hold it right there. Hold it right there. Okay.
Yeah.
Hold it right there. Now, you went to school at an early age. I mean, academic school. Learned to read.
Yes, everything. Right.
Okay.
I actually was in a Catholic boarding school from my fifth grade.
No, I don't want to hear about the Catholic.
All right, all right.
I want, because look here. If you see, I'm listening to you, and I am listening with such linguistic respect.
Right.
That what I want to know is if you know what you're talking about. No.
I live it because I know from experience what I'm talking about. Wait a minute. All right.
Listen what I am asking you, what I want to find out, because this is with the greatest respect I have. Look, when you talk to a person who doesn't know, they don't know what they're talking about, that's a very, very serious thing, okay? Now, and there are, and every Christian person that I know don't know what they're talking about. Not one of them. They're all schizophrenic who believe in something they don't know. It's the reason why what I am I'm talking to you about is whether or not you have a sense of what you're saying. Because
Perfectly.
If you are a Christian, because if you are a Christian and you believe in Jesus, and I ask you where this knowledge of Jesus come from, and you're going to start telling me about your belief and your faith, that is a drunken peace attack that me no want to hear. Do you understand me? If you say you believe in Jesus and you cannot tell me where the knowledge come from, when you went to school, what how you learn, and how you get this knowledge that, yes, Jesus is real. If you can't tell me that, then you need to move on someplace else, because you would be just one of the people that I need to, I like to talk to, but guess what? When you can't answer the knowledge question, you're not ready yet. You're just not ready yet, man. When you will tell me that I need to, like, you know, your life experience and all this kind of quack stuff, no, you need to tell me that, oh, you come by the knowledge. But don't tell me about Christianity and all these old bunch of fly-blowing, thinking stuff that is running out there that most of my life entangled with that, and nobody's trying to give me the knowledge, man. This is what I'm talking about. Now, tell me about this Jesus and this Adam and Eve in the garden. Tell me the knowledge about those things, and I'll tell you what. If you cannot satisfy the knowledge of those things that people, myself, my mother and father, and the entire world believe, if it's only based on belief, I have done my life long believing in nonsense that today my thing is word science process. You either know what you're talking about or you just don't. Now, tell me about the knowledge of Adam and Eve and why you have not just belief, but you have reading knowledge of the world and why Adam and Eve is real, Jesus is real. Tell me that.
I don't know about Adam and Eve, but I do know about Jesus.
All right, tell me the knowledge of Jesus. Tell me about the knowledge of Jesus.
Everything that I've experienced in my life that was horrible, when I let go and let God handle it, it always worked out.
No. Hold it. You see, while you're talking right there, you need to walk me step by step with the knowledge when you say you have an experience. Without the experience yet. Give me the knowledge and don't tell me something for me to assume, bro.
I have a divine gift of what I term creative realization.
No. Wait a minute.
I'm not
going to
argue with you. I'll let you continue on saying what your beliefs are. I am set in my beliefs.
No, not beliefs. I'm not questioning your belief. I'm questioning your knowledge, whether you know what you're talking about.
I have a divine gift that I got from God.
No, nobody tell me no more of that.
All right, well, that's what you don't want to hear. You don't want to hear. You don't want to see my life experiences. But you want to tell me all about the negativity. What are you here for? What are
you
going to do? What are you going to do when you go back into spirit?
Go back where?
That's what I'm saying. Have you ever heard of Valiant Thor?
No. Listen. I am asking.
All right. Well, he came from the planet Venus.
No. I don't want to hear that.
All right, well, there you go. The whole big universe out there, there's nothing here except what you're talking about, right?
I want to get knowledge from you. Knowledge, bro, not believe. You understand me? And that's all you have to fool my head up with is believing. You don't want to hear none of that.
Can I give you a little poem maybe that will help that I authored?
No, because you still don't know what knowledge is yet.
All right. Well, evidently I'm stupid, and I'm sorry to come on your show and disrupt it so much because you're so much smarter than everybody, but I thank you for the time.
No, you shouldn't say that. You know, you shouldn't tell me that because guess what now? You see, if you know the difference between knowledge and belief, then you wouldn't tell me that I'm behaving like I know more than everybody else because I am definitely not that. I don't ask you about belief. I ask you about knowledge. Knowledge is a personal thing. Belief,
exactly, and that's what I've gained.
No, but listen.
All right, do you know what Einstein said?
Bro.
Einstein said, the more I learn, the less I understand. That's
all right,
my belief, listen.
If you're understanding less from what you're learning, you're a jackass. Because you're not learning anything.
I have in my school records that I was a moron at a young age, so I'm very proud of my wearing that like a badge.
You're proud of what you don't know.
Exactly, because my faith sees me through it every time.
You are
in fear and you can't figure things out, so you're crying. I'm happy. I'm in joy because I empowered the word. Jesus optimizes you.
Wait a minute. You are repeating a name called Jesus and Jesus in the Bible never existed.
All right. I'm not going to get into the semantics, Yeshua, whatever.
No,
there's all kinds
semantics.
Of things.
That, no, no, no. Commit yourself. Commit yourself. Did Jesus exist in the Bible? Did wise men follow to a star?
I chose to invite Jesus into my heart and let him
invite
help
what?
Me.
Invite what?
Invite him into my heart based
no,
on...
No, no, you're inviting where you don't know.
I know through my life
no,
experiences.
You don't
even know my life experiences, but you are talking out of your mind. I'm talking out of my heart, not my mind.
What heart are you talking about?
My heart.
Well,
and you're talking
your
from
heart.
Your head. I'm
I
not into the minutiae of everything. I could
you
care less
me.
About all the minutiae.
I guess this now. You know where you know about your heart. Who else know that?
That's right. Exactly.
Who know that?
Me.
All right. So if you can't make me know your heart, you know, on a
that's
business,
that's not my job. You're
it.
Supposed to know yourself.
Well, no. You are telling me a story.
I'm telling you that in order to get out of all this minutia, you establish your own personal heart-to-God connection with the Creator
and
see where that goes.
No, it's not supposed to be a personal thing. It's not supposed to be a personal thing.
All right. Well, again, I'm not following you and your train of thought, so I'm sorry again that I took up all this time with you.
Well, all I have to tell you, knowledge is a different thing from belief. And if you're going to go around and talk about belief, and your life experience, you're talking nonsense.
Not at all. Not when I
can
prove it. What
can
you prove? I have documents that can prove things.
You don't have no documents. You can't prove it to yourself.
You won't even look at what I'm talking about to see.
Oh, you mean I'm not looking? Look, I listen to every single thing you just say to me, and you can't tell me about
Seeds. All right. Well, either way. There's a lot of people like you out there, and that's what's continuing the chaos. So I guess we'll keep repeating history.
Wait a minute. You're turning this thing around because are the people them where I believe foolishness, are them I make all the problem in the world. I am dealing with what I read.
I'm set on my path. I know who I am and what I'm doing here, and I pray for people. And
pray,
I tell
pray.
People, but prayer is powerful. If people will pray in the right way, God will put the ego in check.
No. You are the man who are spreading the religious virus, the Christian virus. You.
No, I'm not.
But you are denying what you're doing.
I relate to the indigenous people's spirituality. I don't tell anybody how to believe. I say how I was brought up and what I believe.
But you don't have to accept that.
You don't have to accept anything I say.
Look, I read words that tells me right from wrong. You read that tell you to believe what you don't know.
Yeah, well, I use telepathy. I don't necessarily have to read words.
No. Bro, listen to me. You're talking to someone who relates to knowledge, you hear?
I had a mentor who had 3 doctorates. He was a clinical psychologist, had a doctorate in religion, a doctorate in theology, a Bible expert, and more.
I resonated
with him beautifully.
You're talking about theology. Where theology come from? Where?
It's positive and negative. That's all there is.
Tell me, either way.
No,
tell me about positive and negative. Tell me where, explain to me where theology come from.
I'm not into all that. I keep it very simple and basic. Let me just put some simple thoughts out.
No, put no simple thoughts out. Because
all right, so you want to make it all complex and minutia.
The thought you need to put out is not the simple one. It's the one that is mighty and great. That's the one you need to put out.
All you have to do is choose to be a loving person.
Look here. No, listen to me. You know, I enjoy talking to you. You know? I enjoy talking to you because guess what? Up to this minute, You don't tell me one truth, one knowledge yet where you don't invent.
Well, that's in your mind. I don't know how your mind functions.
No,
million rabbit holes, you can go down all kinds of directions.
No, wait a minute. You see what you're doing?
You know, they have pictures in the Bible of UFOs and the pictures of paintings with UFOs. What do you think of UFOs?
You remember what I said to you? I said to you that I enjoy talking to you.
Right.
What I enjoy about talking to you is a few things. Number one, you are someone who likes to talk like I do, right? And
No, I really don't. I just, because I'm not interested in arguing or proving myself right. What I'm interested in is opening people's minds to not being on drugs and not being controlled and manipulated.
Wait a minute now. Listen. If you like to open people's mind, how many people's mind have you ever opened?
That's not for me to say. It's for
Lord of mercy.
I have spoken with people that have said I've opened a lot of minds. Let's put it that way.
Do you say something like that?
By standing in truth and light, which you won't even look at who I am. See, you can talk all you want, but I have life experiences that are documentable, and you won't even go there.
I never ask you to put away your life experience. I ask you to tell me knowledge, to explain, and tell me how you get to where you at. You don't make any attempt to do it.
This is some stuff I put out to people. If you had to experience a million times stronger the psychological or physical pain you caused someone else, how long do you think you'd continue to do that?
Listen, you're not telling me about no knowledge yet. You're telling me about
what do you want to put out? What are you putting out? Are you putting out hate and blame? Or are you putting out love and light? Hate and blame will only bring shame. Love and light will bring the light.
I ask you questions.
You're asking a lot of questions, and you're not even listening.
Say what?
You won't listen. You won't go to where documents can be seen to back up what I talk about. But you want to keep going in all kinds of directions that are meaningless.
Look here. You're talking about all the evils that Christianity has done on planet
Earth. I'm not saying that. There's a lot of good that it's been done, too.
That's for you. That's what you think, okay? That's what you think. You're going around and spreading Christianity.
No, I'm not. I said I leave anybody to their own belief systems. I guess you can't hear that.
No, look here.
If people want to worship rocks, that's their choice.
I filter everything that you have said, okay? I am saying to you that you are for Christianity, and Christianity is the only movement that destroys the people in the world.
It's a personal choice to understand the simple, basic things that I said that Jesus said, and it has nothing to do with religion.
Jesus is a homosexual. He has 12 disciples. You know, same with the woman, okay?
There you go.
About
that? Yeah, you got documental proof of that, too. Maybe he was transsexual, too. Did he switch his sexual organs, too?
If you're into knowledge, you would know.
I'm not into the kind of knowledge and crap that you're putting out.
Are you talking about crap? Or who is Jesus? Jesus is the first crap?
That's where I resonate, but I don't tell people that they have to. I don't tell people they have to go that way. That's where I choose.
No, listen, bro.
And I'm wrong for that, right? I'm wrong. So you're the one in fear, and you're the one has all the answers. I don't have the answers. I just have love for mankind.
You're not studying the answers. You're studying yourself.
I'm not looking for the answers. I'm looking for the solutions.
You're studying yourself.
I'm looking to bring forth solutions. We'll never get with love and peace if
you
keep going the way you're going.
You don't try to give me no solution, not a single thing. Offer me any solution. Right? And when me I tell you that Jesus in the Bible don't exist, he was never a king. He never bring peace. Nothing like that. And you want to tell me that you are telling me good stuff? You're crazy.
All I'm telling you is how I resonate with my life.
Well, you don't want to hear that part.
So that you can't accept that because you don't even know who I am, and you won't accept it because it doesn't resonate with you. But that's perfectly fine. You can go on your trip in your head wherever you're going. That's your choice.
You want me to tell you something? I know you more than you think I do. You know why? By your words, I know who you are. Yes.
Good. I'm a really horrible moron, right?
I'm really a horrible moron.
That's terrific. Great.
You
wonderful.
Like Caesar.
Thank you for choosing that for me.
Listen, I'm asking you, what was Caesar Augustus doing in Palestine? What was he doing there? Looking
I don't care about all that. All I care about is what can be done.
You don't care
what
about
what do you want to go back in history? We keep repeating history because people
don't
go to the right solution.
You don't want to go back in history.
People don't want to bring forth the right solutions to get out of repeating history.
Look here, man.
All right.
black people don't go about and try to fuck other people's ass. Black people don't do that. That's what white people do. That's why they go out and seek for everything black people have and take away from them.
Uh-huh.
And look for fuck their ass. That's what they're doing in America.
Right.
Okay,
well,
so if you think that you're going to come here and tell me all these filthy homosexual things and talk about me not listen to you, you make a mistake.
You're the one bringing all this up. I'm not. I don't know why you have to go there. That's your mind,
mine. Yeah, because you know what? I am a sufferer. I am a victim.
There you go.
So that's
your choice. You see, you had your free will. You chose to be a victim. That's wonderful.
Victim.
I'm glad you're so happy as a victim.
So wait a minute. Wait a minute now. You're telling me that when I come and confiscate what you have and say, hey, Adamani is the law that give me imperial colonialism to take what you have and fuck your ass if I can too. You don't care. That's it. That's what you are for. Don't tell me that.
Now, look. I'm reaching out with love and listen to resonate with what you're saying because I'm a white male, right? If you hung me 40 times, chopped up my body and spat on it, maybe I just begin to understand what the crap you're talking about. Now, I can't even reach out to you people. I can tell you reverse discrimination that's far worse than what you're talking about, but you won't even go there because you know so much of nothing.
I tell you, you go back to Europe over the Cypedia, okay? Where you interbreed with
I'm going back into space, pal. I'm going to another planet where it's a little peaceful.
I'm a knowledge guy.
Yeah, your knowledge is not supreme, that's for sure. your knowledge is coming out of cesspools.
Well, if you tell me, I am not a homosexual. I don't go in a sex fool anybody's asshole for sex. I don't do that.
Why are you even bringing all this stuff up? Is that what you want to talk about for the world?
Look, guy. You can't.
I guess that must be what you're leaning toward.
Listen
you keep
to
bringing
me.
It up.
You are not with it because
well, I'm not
going to
judge homosexuals. God will judge them. Why are you judging them?
I don't go to Europe and try to fuck white people's ass.
Yeah,
I don't do that. You are in America because you like to do that. Have a nice day. You have a nice day.
Well,
what
I think
else you have to say?
You have so much knowledge but no wisdom.
Say?
That's great.
What
you have so much knowledge about
say?
Nothing but no wisdom. I don't hear any wisdom at all coming out of your mouth.
No, it's not going to be wisdom because you are looking for black people's ass to fuck.
Not at all.
This is what you keep bringing up.
This is why arguing gets nowhere.
You can't even go to peace.
All you want to do is argue.
Hey, look,
so that's
you're a
your choice
man.
Again.
You are a church man. You're an honest fucker, churchman. That's what Christianity
is all about. You see, that's all your opinion.
I told you I'm not a practicing Catholic.
That's the faith I was brought up in, but I'm not a practicing Catholic. In fact, I called the Catholic Church out and said, you better put these pedophile priests in jail where they belong.
Get out of America. What you want in America? What you want? A black people place. Go back in the city up there in Asia. Go back Odessa, you belong, okay?
All right, I'll let you continue. I don't want to monopolize your show because you have so much important information you're bringing out. So I'll just continue on to other places and wish you the best. I'll say a prayer for you. You can do whatever you like with me. And either way,
it's good,
all about learning how to learn about love. That's the true energy.
Look here. You're telling me what you think is important to you, and I am doing vice versa.
What is going to happen with the rest of your life? What are you going to do with the rest of your life? You're going to keep saying all this stuff, or are you going to do something that can be practical and helpful to people?
Let me tell you this. There is something good for you to know. You know what A.D. Anadamani is?
No, I don't know.
All right, you don't.
I don't
know
a lot of things, so enlighten me with all this. But don't go with the homosexuals if you want.
Listen, I'm 74 years old, okay?
I'm a little older than you. I'll be 77 next month, so we're in the same time frame.
Well, listen to me. I learn about the history of civilization, my brother.
Right.
And you are not anywhere in the sphere where I am.
No, because tell me about the civilization of Sasquatch.
Look, civilization is an African, black, ethnic people stuff. You don't know nothing about that.
I don't want to know about it. All I want to know is that if you're all about killing one another and eating people.
You are doing the killing and are we. It's not
Idi Amin of Uganda used to cook up wonderful dinners for his guests. And after they ate the food, he told them they were eating the prior guests that he had for dinner. Beautiful people over there in Africa, cannibals, right?
This is question. Look, this is African territory. What are you doing here? Looking for us to fuck here?
I'm not looking for anything. You keep bringing stuff up that's not based on truth. Either way, I better let you go because you got all excited, which is fun, and hopefully the show is entertaining for people. And go ahead and kill me if that's what you want to do. I already made an agreement with God that anybody who takes me out, I'll eat their brains out from the spirit world. It'll be quite painful.
All right. Well, look here. One thing is for sure. You and I have not expressed any each other like we want to, like jump on each other. We don't express none of that.
We've been heated discussion, but I would give you the respect. And
we talk, right? We talk.
There you go. That's the first step. The next step is action. Can we ever come together in a community and make it better?
No. Look here. No. You're in the wrong community because you're in my community.
I'm sorry for stepping in there. Why didn't you cut me off? A lot of people hang up on me when I talk.
Well, I don't hang up on you because I am a polite, intelligent
man. I am too.
All right. Well, so then you understand why I don't behave in a different way.
Right.
You take out the Bible and Christianity out of America because pretty soon you will be gone.
Yeah, again, that's not my choice. I resonated with some of the Bible stories that are positive, but America is not your land, man.
What are you doing here?
God put me here. What can I tell you? I was born here.
God in the Bible, I know, the Puritan God. Tell you to come to America and
somehow I came down to the
land.
Planet in New York when I was
take
born.
Your land.
So.
No, yes. You're not concerned about the truth, nothing. You take care of yourself, and it was a nice chat. It was a nice chat, okay?
All right. Thank you. And I wish you the best.
I wish you too. All right. Let's hear a little more of Sam Cooke.
Elika Sam Cook, or maybe let's say it's going to be Peter Tosh. He tells us this lyric, and I'm going to play it right now.
To build a better nation, clean up our creation, or there will be no future for you, you and me. The lips of the righteous, it teaches
Okay, and that was Peter Tosh, a great, nice piece of lyrics there. All right, now, you know, everything has to do with communication. Whether or not we make, you know, valued use of communication, the facts still remain. That's the only thing that is going to help us or send us go wherever we think we want to go. Communication is the key, all right? Here I'm going to talk a little about African civilized people, history, right? See if there is anything that one can learn from this. When Joanne first introduced me, not me, but the article, subject matter, when Joanne first introduced me to the ancient stone ruins of South Africa, I had no idea of the incredible discoveries we would make in the year or two that followed. Photographs, artifacts, and evidence we have accumulated, points unquestionably to a lost and never before seen civilization that predates all others, not by just a few hundred years or thousand years, but many thousands of years. These
discoveries are so staggering that they will not be easily digested by the mainstream historical and archaeological fraternity. As we have already experienced, it will require a complete paradigm shift in how we view our human history, written by Tellinger. Now, here is another paragraph that he wrote. I see myself as a fairly open-minded chap, but I will admit that it took me well over a year for the for the penny to drop, and for me realize that we are actually dealing with the oldest structures ever built by humans on Earth. The main reason for this is that we have been taught that nothing of significance has ever come from Southern Africa. That the powerful civilizations all emerged in Sumeria and Egypt and other places. We are told that until the settlement of the Bantu people from the north, which was supposed to have started sometime in the 12th century AD. A lie, right? This part of the world was filled by hunter-gatherer. Lie. And so-called bushmen who did not make any major contribution, technology, or civilization, written by Tellinger. These are the kind of information that African people are concerned with. And see, we don't go to Europe and bug Europeans. Now our people back at Asia, I want to seek to interbreed with them. We suffer the peril of the bushmen that they're talking about, and the hunter-gatherers, and the nomads, right? Here's another piece of excerpts. Another piece of excerpt I'm going to, like, relate to as well. What is civilized Homo sapiens sapiens opposed to uncivilized Homo erectus? What's the difference? There is big, big historic difference, right? The Puritans interpret scripture in an ultimately pretentious way that gave their own state and society the exalted status of a new Israel. Old Testament Testament law was directly, if not exclusively, incorporated into the legal system of New England. Old Testament texts were copied directly into the New England law books. The most notorious cases of major miscarriage of justice in New England were the Salem witchcraft execution. The Puritans viewed themselves as God's special people, replacing national Israel. Nowhere do the dangers of these assumptions become more clear than in the Puritans' treatment of the Native Americans. See, the reason why we are driving them back out to Europe on the city over there, because that's where they belong. They don't be business in America, right? Since the Puritans consider themselves God's chosen people, they concluded that they had the right to take the land from the heathen Indians. The American Indians were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. Failing that, it was to slaughter them in the name of Christ. For example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by Puritans to be directed by God. Yes, those killings. It is by their God, the Sodomite God. Captain John Mason declared, God laughed his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them as a fiery oven. Thus did the Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies, converting the pagans to God was acceptable to the Puritans, but killing the pagans for the Lord was also acceptable. All right, that is about the dimension that I wanted to bring about. And 804, I must say to you that I do appreciate you're coming by. And the fact that we have been able to chat as much as we did. Because, you know what? Regardless of what we think, and as far as I'm concerned, I speak for me. I speak genuinely of what I think reality is, right? And since we cannot change each other or decent enough to speak to each other on the terms that we feel was justified, to this point, I feel okay that you could come back and talk to me if you ever inclined to come back. Because guess what? I don't feel any way that about the way you talk to me, like, you know, you were disrespectful to me or anything like that. No, I think you speak what you felt is your, you know, your feelings and what you think is real. So therefore, you know, I have to like say, you know, you're still here. And like you said, a lot of people hang up on you when you talk to them and stuff like that. But you find out that there has been a difference between our connection. And, you know, I think that I have seen your number come across here before, 04. It appears like it's a number that I have seen in the chat room here before. All right. What I'm trying to say here is I have to express appreciation for someone who is not out there trying to kill someone. Somebody who is looking to talk what they feel is something acceptable for them to talk. And that's the way I look at the communication today. We don't agree. Clearly, we do not agree. There is another element to agreement. There is disagreement. And disagreement should be based on people who respect each other. Because that's what you got, and this is what I got. Now, why can't we allow each other to express each other our thinking, regardless of what you're going to do with it? I mean, isn't it lovely that I sat down and listened to you, and you listened to me too? I mean, sometimes you may over-talk me or something like that, but there's nothing too much about that at all. We were talking, and we have energy, we have emotions and stuff like that. I don't find anything outstanding for me to like rebel about. No, that's not true. I think you are somebody that can be chat with. Yes, and we did chat, and I want to thank you for all your patience and the things that you have to say, and want you to understand. Well, this is the way I feel about it, right? So you take good care, because I'm going to sign out now and go and have hope that you have a great day and that you will be, you know, at least feel pleased that you have had an experience of chatting with someone and chat to a finish. You know what I mean? And not somebody else that is going to just hang up on you and stuff like that. I think this is a good experience. For whatever it's worth, it's a good experience. All right, man? So you take good care. And I want to end with something here. Fly Me to the Moon, Eugene Murphy. Let's hear what you have.
Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Feel my heart fall. Let me sing.
Okay, I hope that one was nice. I think I'm looking at about another three short selection here, and let's see how well they can come. Dennis Brown.
Love and hate can never be friends. Oh, no. Oh, no. Here I come with love and not hatred. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life. Envy no one, no wish to be with no evil man. For there comes a day when you'll be free by the Father's hand. Leave a good children. Oh yeah. Leave a pastor children.
cup runneth over. Yeah. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life.
All right, this is going to be Kenny G. Let's hear him. John Mayer and Gravity.
Mm-hmm. that's me. And gravity wants to bring me down. Oh, I'll never know what makes this mess. With all the love that his heart can stand, dream of ways to throw it all away. Whoa, whoa. Gravity is working against me. Bring me down. Oh, twice as much ain't twice as good, and can't sustain like one half could. It's wanting more, it's gonna send me to my knees.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back road by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back road by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back road by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaiting from the back road by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Suspense. This one.